This message comes to you from Community Worship Center, Seventh-day Adventist Church. It is our prayer that this word brings guidance, strengthens relationships, inspires outreach, and draws you deeper into worship. At Community Worship Center, our motto is, "Let's grow together." May this message encourage your spirit and ignite your faith.
Verse 4, that's the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 4. When you have it, say amen. It's the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 4. The word of God says, "Even to your old age, I am he." I am who? "And even to gray hairs, I will. I have made you, and I will bear. Even I will carry, and will what?" Let's read it again together. "Even to your what?" "I am who?" "I am he." "And even to what?" "To gray hairs and to wigs and extensions." Everything you can say, add to it. To all of it, he's saying, "I will carry you." To bald heads as well, amen? Come on, Elder, amen now. "I have made you, and I will what?" "Even I will carry and will deliver you." You may be seated in the presence of the Lord at this time as we consider for the next few moments a message entitled Autumn Season. Autumn Season. Bow your heads with me now. Father, speak to our hearts now like only you can. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let every lover of the risen Christ say amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Autumn Season. A study was done a couple years back that revealed that there are, watch this, over 73,000 different species of trees on earth. How many knew it was that many? Anybody knew it was that many? The beauty of trees is evident in their outstretched branches, long trunks, and colorful leaves, which contribute scenic and serene elements to almost any landscape. From the vibrant greens of spring to the dramatic shadows cast by summer canopies and the rich tapestries of red, orange, and gold in autumn, trees offer ever-changing visual spectacles. Even in winter, their bare skeletal forms possess a unique beauty. From the monkey puzzle tree of Peru, to the Tasmanian blue gum of Australia, from the baobabs of Madagascar to the giant sequoias of California, the world is blessed with an abundance of tree species. Professor Roberto Gatti says that the fundamental role of trees and forests for humankind is to protect our ecosystem, not our economic system. Now, speaking of trees, what if I were to tell you that a person's life, our lives, can be compared to a tree? You see, our youthful years are like spring and summer. When the tree is focused on rapid growth, soaking up sunlight and spreading its branches, it is a time of becoming and stretching toward the sky. Elderly years or senior years are like autumn, a season of harvest and beauty. The tree's work of growth is complete, and it is ready to display the deep, rich colors of its life journey. While winter is approaching, the autumn colors are a final, brilliant show of the life and strength built over many years. And just as autumn is a beautiful and necessary season, old age should not be viewed as a downward slope, but as a period of surprising strides and a final brilliant display of a life well lived. And on this day, as we have come to celebrate and honor all of our seniors who are in the autumn season of your life's journey, we thank God for you today. We thank God for your faithfulness and your witness. You see, oftentimes the most faithful people in the church are not members with the most money and the most resources, but they are the little old faithful members who are on a fixed income, but they count every penny and they stay faithful to God no matter what. We thank you for your dedication and service to the work of the kingdom of God. You know, I remember the little church I grew up in Virginia, Sharon SDA Church. My grandmother was an usher. She was over Sabbath school. She was the hospitality leader who cooked the whole Sabbath meal for the church by herself. She only had a third grade education, but somehow she reluctantly ended up as the treasurer because no one else would do it. I can remember the books and calculators all over her kitchen table because she was counting the church's money. And then during the summertime, during vacation Bible school, we would always, me and my cousins, we would always be the first children picked up for VBS. And then the last children dropped off because my grandmother was driving the church bus going around picking up all of the neighborhood children, taking them to VBS. Without them, there would be no church. And we thank you for your stories. We thank you for your testimonies that have oftentimes been encouraging to us as you look back over your life and remind us of how good God has been and how faithful he has been to you. This is why Isaiah chapter 46 says, even to your old age, I am he, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made you, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. In this verse, God promises that he will sustain, bear, and deliver his people throughout their entire lives, from their earliest days to their final years, providing the care and support that even the most tender parents cannot. And so on this day, seniors, your life is a living testimony of this verse that God has been faithful, that God has kept you, that God has brought you a mighty long way. And because of that, for the next few moments, we want to look at the help of the elderly, the hope of the elderly, and lastly, the honor of the elderly. First, we look at the hope of the elderly. Psalms chapter 71, verse 17 and 18 says, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. I'm reminded of a story of an elderly woman who lived alone in an apartment near a university, who felt a desire to minister to others. Using her gift of hospitality, she made small cards that read, "Are you homesick? Come to my house at 4 p.m. for tea." She then posted them all over campus with her address and phone number. The initial response was slow, But eventually, homesick students began to visit her home. And for the next decade, she offered a warm cup of tea and a listening ear, sharing the gospel with countless students. And at her funeral, 10 years later, 80 honorary pallbearers attended, all former students whose lives had been touched by her simple, faithful act of service. Listen, God can use our lifelong gifts and circumstances to impact others in profound and lasting ways, no matter our age. And David understood this. That's why in Psalms chapter 71, he writes, God, you have taught me from my youth. And to this day, I have declared your wondrous works. And he says that now that I am old and gray-headed, please still do not forsake me. Watch this now. Until I have declared your strength to this generation. David understood his work was not through until he declared he witnessed about the power of God to the next generation. Just as our elderly woman realized she needed to give back to the students at the nearby university, it is no different today. Seniors, we still need you. Your roles may have changed, but your value has not. You may have retired from holding some of the offices that you used to hold, but we still need your witness. We still need your wisdom to be shared and imparted to the next generation. David understood that was his responsibility. He understood that he was just as valuable now as he ever was before. And just as those college students who didn't realize it at first, but just as they realized how much they needed the elderly lady from the neighborhood who opened up her home to all those students who were homesick, likewise, everyone even now may not realize how important you are or how much you are needed, but your help is very much needed right now. You see, the younger generation may have the energy, but you have the experience. The younger generation may have added new life, but you have the life lessons. The younger generation may know how to talk, but you have the testimonies. The younger generation may know how to sing, but you have the songs. The younger generation may have new ideas, but you have needed insights. The younger generation may be able to walk upright, but you have walked by faith, and so your work is not done. Your help is not done. You may have retired from your job, but you are not retired from the work of the Lord. As the songwriter says, I am on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promise him that I would serve him till I die. And you're on the battlefield for my Lord. But then secondly, you have the hope of the elderly. Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, our scripture says, even to your old age, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made you, and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. One of the greatest hopes of many seniors as they age is that in their latter season of life, they will not be abandoned. That word abandoned speaks of having been deserted or cast off. But it's here in Isaiah chapter 46 where we see God's faithfulness as he assures believers that their creator will personally carry, sustain, and rescue them through every stage or season. And so in this text, we see that he is an unchanging God. For the text says, I am he. That phrase signifies that God's nature and promises do not change over time. The same God who formed his people in the womb continues to support them in their old age. but we also see that he is personal and active. The promise is not passive, but actively involves God bearing his people's burdens and rescuing them from their hardships. This emphasizes God's personal involvement and commitment to his creation. The text also implies hope for the vulnerable. You see, this verse offers significant encouragement to the elderly or anyone facing vulnerability and fear about the future. It reassures them that they are not forgotten and that God is actively involved in their lives. And we also see the assurance of deliverance. The promise to carry and deliver extends beyond just physical burdens to encompass deliverance from afflictions, from enemies, and even from death itself. And so God promises, gives us the hope that in the latter stages of our life, that we will not be abandoned. David can testify to this fact. Looking back over his life, he declares, I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, his or her descendants begging bread. David says, as I look over my life, I can declare that I've never seen the righteous forsaken. In other words, I've never seen them abandoned. I've never been abandoned. I've never been or seen any one of them deserted. But he doesn't just stop there, because he then adds, but not only that, but I've also never seen their descendants begging bread, going without. And let that encourage you, seniors, today, because I know many of you are not only worried about yourselves, but you worry that if something ever happens to you, what will become of your children and grandchildren? But remember that God declares that I am he, indicating that he does not change over time. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And just as he has kept you from birth until now in old age, yet he will do the same thing for your descendants. God will, watch this now, God will keep your descendants as a promise to you. You stay in the faith. You keep walking with the Lord, because David says it's the righteous that he's never seen forsaken, and it's their seed, it's their descendants who are not begging from bread, who are not going without. So not only will God keep you and sustain you, but he will bless your children even after you're resting in the grave. I know he will. My grandmother died in 2020, but I know her prayers are still being answered in 2025, because he's a faithful God. Some of you know that the reason you're here right now, the reason you're still in your right mind, the reason you don't look like what you've been through, is because you had a mama or daddy, you had a grandmama or granddaddy who now may be resting in the grave, but while they were in the land of the living, they had a praying spirit and they prayed for you. As they got older, they couldn't always remember your name, but when they got down on their knees to have a little talk with Jesus, they could remember every child's name, every grandchild name. And that's why we're here today. I know somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad they prayed for me. But then lastly, first, we have the help of the elderly. Secondly, we see the hope of the elderly. But then lastly, brothers and sisters, we have the honor of the elderly. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32 says, "You shall arise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, old woman, and fear your God. I am the Lord." It is important that we honor the elderly, that we honor our seniors both in the church and in our families. Irene Legiza says, "Give them the roses while they can still smell them. Show them the love while they can still feel it." Showing honor to our seniors is so important. Watch this, that in our text, God connects the honor and respect we show to the elderly directly to our fear and reverence to Him. Not to mention the fact that this verse falls within what is known as the holiness code in Leviticus, which guided the Israelite nation on how to live in a holy way that is pleasing to God. So in essence, honoring our elders, our seniors, is in fact pleasing to God. So in essence, it's pleasing to God, brothers and sisters. And I'm sure we all here would agree that, in fact, it is important to respect and honor our seniors. But the real question is, how do we do it? One way is, let me just say this. Brothers and sisters, I really shouldn't have to say what I'm about to say. But unfortunately, it is a real problem. One way to truly honor our seniors is simply by spending time with them. In 2023, in a 2023 report, 34% of older adults between the ages of 50 to 80 reported feeling isolated or lacking companionship. Let's honor our seniors by showing up for them, spending time with them. Listen, if your parents are older, but you're blessed to still have them, if your grandparents are still in the land of the living, spend some time with them. That's oftentimes what they want more than anything else in life, just to spend time with their loved ones. One of the things I've learned in life is that we prioritize what is important to us. If you really love and value your loved ones, prioritize spending some time with them. That's one way to honor them. Another way to honor them is by asking for advice. By taking advice from elders, you will be able to honor their experience, dignity, and knowledge. Seniors always have a lot to contribute, and we should never ignore it. Another way to honor them is by discussing family history and heritage. This is especially important in your own families. Some of the best memories of my childhood were spent in my grandmother's station wagon as she went into the store to shop. And I would sit in the car with her mother, my great-grandmother. She passed almost 30 years ago, but I still remember many of the stories she shared with me as a little boy. I learned so much history about my family as I asked her questions about our family, about our ancestors, and she just lit up as she told me about our family history. I knew more about our family than my great-grandmother's own children knew. And years ago, after she had passed, when they began to put a family tree together, I'm the one they came to. Another way to honor them is by expressing your appreciation. Even if you demonstrate that you respect your elders through your actions, it's important to actually tell them how much you appreciate and respect them. compliments and giving people purpose, especially our seniors, is a very positive message. If there is a senior who has positively impacted you, make sure you share it with them. It will probably bring a smile to their face. And brothers and sisters, this is just a small list. I know that there are many ways to honor our seniors, but for sake of time, I'll just share one more, and that simply is by picking up your phone. Most of our seniors aren't as versed in all of the latest technology and how to operate a cell phone. Some don't even know how to text. But one thing they do know how to do is make a phone call. Probably remember every number by heart. And even though we live in an age where, unfortunately, we really don't want to talk to people on the phone anymore, we would much rather just text each other. But pick up the phone when they call you. And if you can't in that moment, call them back in a reasonable time. Better yet, even now, every now and then, don't even wait for their call, but pick up your phone and reach out to them. Let them see that you were thinking about them, that they were on your mind. Especially if you live a great distance away, make your loved ones, the seniors in your family, feel special, feel honored, simply by just making sure you're able to give them that time, show them that you care. Listen, to care for those who once cared for us is one of the highest honors. And so on this day, we celebrate our elders. And we celebrate the help of our elderly. We celebrate the hope of our elderly. And we celebrate the honor of our elderly. And while we honor you in this autumn season of your life's journey, where the beautiful autumn colors are a final, brilliant show of the life and strength built over many years, yet we recognize that if our Lord continues to delay his coming, that for some, winter may be approaching. And the reality is that one day that season will arrive for all of us. But even with that truth today, yet we still have reason to celebrate, because whenever that moment shall come to pass, when our seniors or when any one of us shall happen to take our last breath on this side of glory, yet we have the assurance, we have the expectation that everything will be all right, because when King Jesus shall crack the sky, we know that we have a home in heaven. For the Bible says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. One of these days, and hopefully it won't be long, but we're going to glory land. And I can't wait to see all of our seniors, all of our elderly, when we get to glory. Because when we get there, there'll be no more wheelchairs, no more canes, no more walkers, because they'll have a new walk. When we get there, there'll be no more gray hairs, no more wrinkles, no more dentures, because they'll have a new face. When we get there, there'll be no more loneliness, no more separation, no more sleepless nights, because many of our seniors are going to see their children again, see their grandchildren, some for the very first time, see their mother again, see their father again. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. There'll be no more tears, no more sorrow, No more heartaches, but best of all, we'll see King Jesus, the man who walks with me, the man who talks with me, the man who tells me that I am his own, the man who tells me that the joy we share as we tarry there, none has ever known. I can't wait to see my Jesus. We thank God for our seniors. Amen. And we want you to know today, seniors, your work is not done. Your role may have changed, but your value has not. We honor you today as we recognize the help of our elderly, the hope of our elderly, and the honor of our elderly. And we pray, God, that even in this autumn season of life, just as oftentimes it's the most beautiful season of the year with all of the different colors on the trees, that this season will be the most beautiful season of your life. That's our prayer today. Amen. Before I close, very quickly, I'd be remiss if we didn't offer someone the opportunity. You've heard the word today, be reminded that you don't have to go through this life alone, but our God will be with you through every season of life, from the womb all the way to the end. Maybe you've come today struggling, feeling like you're all alone. But you can come to Jesus today. Maybe there's an elderly person here who you're here today, but you've never really given your life to Christ. It's not too late. Even in this season, you can still say yes to him. Maybe there's a younger person. I guarantee, brothers and sisters, your future will be much better walking with Jesus than trying to tread this path alone. You're here today. If you're online, there's a link in the chat. We want you to click on it. You can make a decision for Christ. We'll be in touch with you. But if you're in person, we have individual stations. You see them now throughout the sanctuary. But it's you, and you want to say, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to surrender all. Maybe that's me who you're speaking to today. And I want to say yes to him, yes to Jesus. Whoever you are, just raise that hand. We have a card that we want you to fill out today. It's your opportunity. As you heard, we said we have a baptism coming up in a couple of weeks. You can be prepared for that baptism just by simply saying yes today. Again, if you're online, there's a link in the chat. Click on it now. We'll be in touch with you. Just raise that hand, whoever you are. We're not going to hold this appeal long, but you can say yes now. I see some cards going out. God bless you. Is there someone else? You can say yes to him now. Make sure you turn the card back in to the individual who handed it to you. But just raise it high. Whatever your desire, if you want to be baptized, if you want to say, I've been coming to this church, this is where I feel like I'm growing, I know the motto, let's grow together, this is where I want to be. You to say, I want to make this church my home. I'm already an SDA Christian, but I want to make this church my home. You can raise your hand too, and you can put it on the card. Whatever your desire is today, just raise that hand. Or just click on that link for whoever's in the chat tuning in right now. We're not going to hold this appeal long, but we want to make sure we give everyone the opportunity. I know there's some cards being filled out in this moment. Praise team, can you guys just sing that? I surrender all. time for someone to surrender all today. Jesus gave up everything for you. Why don't you come to him today? Why don't you say yes to him today? Are there still cards out, being filled out? All right. Come on, everyone, I surrender. Let's sing it through one more time. We're going to sing it through one last time. Have all the cards in. Still have some more. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, let's come on and sing that through again. Is that all right? Let's stand as we sing this. Let's stand. We stand for prayer. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray in this moment. I'm going to pray in this moment. But I invite you to remain standing after I pray as we get ready for our closing hymn. So remember, remain standing after prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you on this day. We thank you, God, for our seniors. We thank you, God, for their life, for their experience. We thank you for how you've kept them thus far on their way. And as we've come to celebrate them on this day, we thank you for reminding us, God, that even as our hair has turned gray, even as we enter into our autumn seasons of life. Yet the same God who was with us in the beginning is the same today and tomorrow, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you for reminding us the importance of their role in our life. We thank you even for reminding us on this day of how important it is, God, and how blessed we are for those who still have their seniors in their life, and how important it is that we prioritize spending that time with them. We thank you for each and every one of them, and I pray again, God, asking for good health and continued long life, for sharpness of mind, for strength in their spirit. May they even be like Caleb as he stood before the mountain saying, "Give me this mountain, for I am more than able to conquer it." May you continue to give them that strength and courage today is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.